6 ways to stop feeling demotivated and get the work done. Posted at Pick the Brain, written by Alden Tan. We all feel it from time to time. We feel demotivated. We know we have to do the work. We even know what to do, but we just aren't doing it. Heck, we even supposedly have a passion for it, yet the drive, inspiration, and willingness aren't there. Getting the work done can be tricky. It's easy to learn how to do it, but it's hard to actually take action. Here's my little guide. Number one, remember your why and feel it. For every piece of work or art created, there's a why behind it. What's yours? From time to time, the work tends to overwhelm us. We lose focus, and the vision gets blurred. It's important to always remember the why, the reason, and the passion that's driving you. Go back to it. Breathe. Relax. Meditate. Hold on to the why tightly and allow it to motivate you behind every action you take every day. 2. Take it step by step. It's often easy to feel overwhelmed whenever we think of the big picture. We think that we need to do a whole lot of things before we can achieve a certain result. This is where we overwhelm ourselves. It's important to take a step back and simply look at things step by step. You have to do one small little thing at a time. Then keep repeating the process. Before you know it, you've done something big. So, take it slowly. Focus on what's ahead of you and not what the big picture supposedly demands from you. 3. Keep it simple. Always. As a writer and a blogger, I tend to overwhelm myself thinking that I need to learn all the different tactics in order to gain readers and make money. They work, but I've learned that you have to keep it simple. That's why I simply tell myself that I write to ensure that I am adding value to my readers. Nothing more, nothing less. That comes first. Everything else after that can be used. The idea of keeping it simple first would allow you to work on a consistent basis along with your why. To keep thinking of the tactics out there would only make you feel lost. 4. Drop it all and take a break. Sometimes, though, you have to take a break. I'm not talking about a simple breather. I'm talking about dropping it all and taking a break. Don't be afraid to do this. By taking a break, you'll be going back to life itself. This is where you'll be remotivated as life will bring you the answers your textbooks, teachers, or your work cannot do. 5. Re-inspire yourself all the time. Inspiration doesn't last. The high you feel that one time can only take you so far. If you want motivation, then put in the effort to get re-inspired. Read up on your favorite writers. Watch inspirational movies. Go to a concert. Read a book. Talk to a friend. This should be part of your work. Inspiration should be grabbed. Don't sit around and wait for it. And 6, just do it. Eventually, you have to get rid of all the excuses and do the work. Feel that much more uncomfortable and start doing it anyway. The sense of accomplishment will get you going.